Take your Bibles this morning, go to 1 John chapter 4. Today's October the 23rd, 2022. We're going to begin in 1 John chapter 4. And verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. God has given us his Spirit. When we got born again, we received God's Spirit. There is a section in the Walking in God's Power foundational class where he shows us from the scriptures some, not all, but some of the rights, privileges, and abilities that we have as born again ones. And he mentions that it's a large field, and it is, and it encompasses so much that in the class he was simply setting a pattern of understanding so that as the years go by, we could grow in our understanding. And so it's very valuable and profitable to us if we know our rights, privileges, and abilities. Anybody want to name one?
Righteousness.
Righteousness, okay.
Sanctification.
Sanctification.
Ministry of reconciliation.
Okay.
Redemption.
Hmm?
Redemption.
Redemption, cool.
Eternal life.
Eternal life, there you go. There are quite a few of them, but the big question is, how often do we remind ourselves of our rights, privileges, and abilities? And the great value and profit to our lives is in not just being able to list them, but on a regular basis reminding ourselves of what they mean to us based on what the scriptures say. Last Sunday afternoon, Kathy and I were talking about this. You know, I mean, it's one thing to say I'm righteous, but what does that mean to me right now, today? What does that mean? How do I define that? And, you know, after we talked and thought about it and stuff, one way you can gain more understanding and grow in this is to take the time to write down, you know, get a piece of paper or a document, a Word doc, and live. What rights, privileges, and abilities do I know from the scriptures that I have as a born-again one? Okay, so righteous, good, righteous, sanctified, list them. And then the important thing, with each one of them, write down what that means to you. You know, and this is really not a one-time exercise, but ongoing personal study so as to review and remind ourselves on a regular basis of who we are, what we have, and what that means to us. So, for an example, this verse, we know from this verse and other verses in the Bible that we have the Spirit of God. That's a big one, right? Kind of like rights, privileges, and abilities all intertwined into that. It's a big one. So, could write down, I have the Spirit of God in me. Or you could write down, God gave me his Spirit. However it communicates to you. And then, and what that means to me is what? Well, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. So I have the Spirit of God, and what that means to me is that I can manifest all nine manifestations of Holy Spirit. I can write that down. So I have the Spirit of God, and I can manifest all nine manifestations of the Spirit. Now, can we add to that? Sure. Look at chapter 5 of 1 John. That's not what I wanted. Hmm. chapter 3 we could look at. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, chapter 3, verse 1, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So, I can add to that. I have God's Spirit in me. I've already wrote that down. I have God's Spirit in me, which means I can manifest all 9 manifestations of Holy Spirit. And having his Spirit in me means that I am born of God. I am a son of God Almighty. And we can add to that Romans 8. Again, this is just an example of an exercise for our personal study. Romans 8, verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, or sonship spirit, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So that's kind of like what we saw in 1 John 3. We're sons of God. God is our Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. It's the Spirit in me that God gave me that bears witness to me that I am a child of God. Anytime I speak in tongues, it bears witness to me that I'm a child of God. So, on my paper, so I'm writing now, I have the Spirit of God in me, which means I can manifest all 9 manifestations. And having his Spirit in me means that I am born of God. I'm a son of God Almighty. It's the Spirit in me that God gave me that bears witness to me that I am a child of God, which means to me I can have a relationship with God Almighty as his dear child, because he is my Father. Let's add to that. Go to verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I just add to that. I have God's Spirit in me, which means I can manifest all 9 manifestations. Having his Spirit in me means that I am born of God. I'm a son of God Almighty. He is my Father. It's the Spirit in me that God gave me that bears witness to me that I'm a child of God. I can have a relationship with God Almighty as his dear child. He is my Father, and nothing can ever separate me from his love. Cool. Let's add to it. John 14. John 14, another familiar verse, I'm sure. At the Last Supper there, Jesus Christ said a lot of wonderful things. And one of the things he said in John chapter 14, verse 12, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Well, we know that Jesus Christ had the Spirit of God. We know that he operated the power of God. And he said, the works I do, you shall do also. So, I have the Spirit of God in me, which means I can manifest all 9 manifestations. And having the Spirit in me means I am born of God. I'm a son of God Almighty. He is my Father. It is the Spirit in me that God gave me that bears witness to me that I am a child of God. I can have a relationship with God Almighty as his dear child. He is my Father, and nothing can ever separate me from his love. And I can do the works that Jesus Christ did because I have the Spirit of God in me. Now, how helpful would it be to read something like that on a regular basis? And again, write it down in a way that it communicates to you, biblically, of course, that it communicates to you. Would it be biblically accurate to add to what we've already put on this paper? I can heal the sick. I can raise the dead. I can give sight to the blind. I can cast out devil spirits. The works that I do shall you do also. Now, don't misunderstand me. This is not a substitute for reading God's word. You know, write all this stuff out and then I don't have to read the word anymore. But what I'm trying to share with you, this is an example of an ongoing personal study exercise that you could do. You might do something different, but the point is that we remind ourselves and reinforce into our minds our rights, privileges, and abilities. What good is it to have them if we don't really know anything about them, you know? And in doing something like this, and I can tell you because I started doing this last week, and in doing this, as you spend time reading His Word, and then you review what your little project, you will add things that you see and understand from God's Word. It's like, wow, that's part of my rights and privileges. I'm going to add that on there. I mean, to this that we've already done, we could add, I have access to the Father by His Spirit. I can worship Him in spirit and in truth. I can speak divine secrets. I can magnify God. I can speak the wonderful works of God. I can make intercession for the saints. And, you know, I started this. I do it on a Word doc, but, you know, I've started already. All this stuff about spirit I've got on there, and I'm working on, this is just one sheet, but I'm working on some of the other rights, privileges, and abilities. And to read this, isn't that kind of, when you read it, it's like, yeah, that's me. That's what I have. But to never really spend any time focusing on our rights, privileges, and abilities. And again, it's a helpful exercise to remind ourselves and reinforce our rights, privileges, and abilities. Look at Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Mm-hmm. 20. Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, right now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith, the believing of Jesus Christ. And then this righteousness of God is unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Justified and righteous, and righteousness, they all come from the same word. It means to be right before a legal standard. So in God's eyes, we are righteous, and that's one of our wonderful sonship rights, we call them sometimes. Rights, privileges, and abilities. And it's important to remind ourselves, right, that we're righteous. I'm righteous. Good. And what does that mean to you? Sounds good. I'm righteous. But what does that mean to me? How do I see that in my life, that I am righteous? Because I'll tell you, and you know this, the world will not remind you that you're righteous, that you have the Spirit of God, that you are holy and acceptable in the sight. The world's not going to remind us of that. In fact, just the opposite. The God of this world will do whatever He can to talk you out of it. You know, when's the last time you're driving down the street and saw a billboard, you know, that said, you have the Spirit of God in you. You can manifest all night. You probably drive off the road to see something like that. See, but, you know, what does it mean scripturally? What does that mean to me today, right now? You know, and then write it down and then review it on a regular basis. Righteous. I'm right in the sight of God according to His legal standard of justice. That means to me there's no more guilty verdict against me. I've been delivered from the judgments to come. I'm holy, without blame, acceptable in His sight. God's not laying any charges against me because He justified me. He made me righteous. Nice to read that once in a while. Back up, or go forward a little bit to Romans 12. See, this is really the renewed mind. That's all this really is. but it's a big deal. I beseech you, Romans 12:1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the renewed mind is not cleaning the garage. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to renew my mind and go clean the garage. Renewed mind has nothing to do with the garage, the lawn, painting. Biblically speaking, the renewed mind is putting into our minds an understanding of what God has given us, who He's made us to be, who we really are, and why would we want to do that? So that we, as born-again Christians, as God's children, can live victoriously, so we can be, as His Word says, more than conquerors through Him that loved us. How can we be more than conquerors if we do not know our rights, privileges, and abilities and take advantage of them? We're not going to be more than conquerors. Ephesians 4. Verse 22. That you put off, 4:22, that you put off concerning the former conversation or behavior, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, this new person, this new identity that we have. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the renewed mind. We have to put it on. It's never going to be automatic. And so we could go, yeah, I'm righteous. I'm sanctified. But to have that embedded into our hearts and lives, what that really means. And that's why I think, you know, in the class, he said it's an ongoing thing that over the years we grow in our understanding. You know, speaking of this, in chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Put on, verse 11, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today. Now, we can sit and complain about it and list all the crap going on and the things going on, but God would have us to take a stand, and the only way we can take a stand is to put on the whole armor, put on the new man. Otherwise, we get worn out, discouraged, want to quit, want to faint. If you read in the Epistle of Peter, that's exactly what happened to Lot. It says the things that he saw day by day in seeing and hearing all their evil deeds, all the crap going on in Gomorrah, it says it vexed his righteous soul from day to day. He was worn out. We don't want to be worn out, especially in these days, right? So, you know, put on the whole armor of God. Putting the whole armor includes God's word, the gospel of peace, believing God, and this also includes putting on our rights, privileges, and abilities. Look at verse 14. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. If I don't have an understanding of what it means to be righteous, how can I put that on? You know, I can think about it. Yeah, I'm putting on the breastplate. What does that mean? I don't know, but I'm decked out. It's not going to help you stand against the wiles of the devil. Withstand and stand, right? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of believing, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. What's salvation all about? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're not in heaven yet. I wish we were. We wouldn't be talking about this. You know, we'd be seeing our enemy, our adversary, come to an end forever. You know, and how many people really believe there's an adversary? There's a devil. Well, there is. Take a look at Colossians 3. It's a great section here in Colossians. You know, verse 9 says, you put off the old man with his deeds. Verse 10, Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Where are we going to get the knowledge? That's Colossians 3:10. Where are we going to get the knowledge? It's from his word. His word tells us. Within the seven church epistles, all the great gems of our rights, privileges, and abilities of who we are, what we really have. So it says, renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Second Corinthians chapter 4 is where we're going to end up. How about verse 16? For which cause we faint not. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed once a year. I'm going to have a special renewed mind day. Renewed day by day by day. And you know what? That makes perfect sense, because we're in the world day by day. We're exposed to the world day by day. All the junk, all the negatives, all the other stuff, renewed day by day by day. In this student study guide, the Walking in God's Power Foundational Student Study Guide, you might want to look at chapters 10.2 and 10.3. 10.2 is rights, privileges, and abilities, and 10.3 is the renewed mind. It's not long, but I think it might bless you and inspire you. There's so many rights, privileges, and abilities that we have that are in the Bible that we can read. We have his Spirit, we're righteous, we're complete with all spiritual blessings, we've been redeemed, we've been forgiven, we have eternal life, we've been delivered from the wrath to come, we're going to be in the gathering together. There's just all of this and more. But what do all the great rights, privileges, and abilities that we have mean to me today, right now? What does that mean to me? And that's why I said it's much more than just memorizing them, much more than, let's see, how many can I list? Wow, I wrote all those down. That's great. That's fine. But if we're going to live victoriously in this crazy world, it takes time and effort to gain an understanding from God's word what those rights, privileges, and abilities mean to me. And it's an ongoing thing. So, you know, that's what committed Christians do. Committed Christians are committed to making the time, taking the time to pray, making the time to read God's word, study God's word, making the time to put that in. That's what we do as committed Christians. And Christians that don't do that, they're still Christians. We still love people. You know, we're not putting anybody under the law. And you know, I just giving you an example of something you could do in your personal life to expand our understanding so that we can take advantage of these rights, privileges, and abilities that we have. There's great benefit, great profit in our lives to remind ourselves day by day, because the renewed mind is the key to power. And I wanted to read 2 Corinthians 4:16 again from Reverend Cummins' working translation. 2 Corinthians 4:16. In the King James, it says, "For which cause we faint not." He translates it, "Wherefore we are not discouraged. Although our outer person is decaying." Yeah, we're getting older. Right? When we get to be 100, we're not going to be maybe as strong as when we were 50. Maybe not. Probably not. "Wherefore we're not discouraged. Although our outer person is decaying, yet our inner person is renewed day by day." So it's a really good idea to remind ourselves, try to anyway, on a very regular basis, of who we are and what we have and the wonderful rights, privileges, and abilities that God has given us in the new birth. Father, how thankful we are for your great love for each one of us, and what a wonderful salvation and redemption your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has accomplished for us. Father, we're so thankful to be your children. We're thankful for all that you've done for us. May we continue to grow in our understanding so that, Father, we can withstand and stand in this evil day. I pray this morning, Father, for everyone who is on the hookup and those of us here in this room and those that couldn't make it. I pray, Father, for healing that's needed, whether that healing is mental or physical. Just pray, Father, for healing bodies. Father, for opening doors for us to hold forth your wonderful word. And like so many, Father, I pray for our country. I pray, Father, for people to turn to you, and that those that have a knowledge of your word can be there to speak that wonderful word. Thank you for a wonderful week ahead as we remember who we are and who you've made us to be. And we're so grateful to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.